now time for a very gliding on sand edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into a friend, which games to attempt to just like ride the sand like a snowboard, but then you kind of hit like some rocks and then he just decides he doesn't want to. But then you're going down this other hill and it's just like straight snowboarding and pass on by. I am your resident SSX player. That is not what we're here to play, Corey, and I'm joined by the man who actually has seen both the Dune movies, so probably likes all the sand and spices life, Basher.
Spice is life. I thought you were going to call me the Scorpion King, because that's how that was my interpretation of this game.
The Rock last night was on wrestling. He showed up on the wrestling. So
wait, why is he back wrestling again? I thought he was going to save the DCEU.
He's the final boss. Haven't you heard?
Of wrestling or the DCEU? I'm not keeping up with The Rock. I'm not going to lie to you.
He literally, when he comes out now, his little Triton says, the final boss.
I'm sorry, what?
They did this whole thing, man, where like him, he came back because everyone, Vince McMahon wanted Roman Reigns versus The Rock, but then everybody else, the fans, wanted Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns.
Why do I know this? Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then that turned into a whole thing, and then smartly, they did not go through with that plan, and instead they had Roman Reigns and The Rock come together. But then during that process, like they have to try to justify why they're going to put Roman Reigns or possibly Cody Rhodes versus The Rock. And so during that whole thing, it was like, well, Roman Reigns is the chief of the table, but I'm the final boss. So even though he's now beaten Roman Reigns, he's now the final boss. So he is back now to take on, I'm guessing, Cody Rhodes.
Let me stop you. Let me stop you right there. I apologize to anyone listening. I did not mean to bring up The Rock and then go down a wrestling rabbit hole here. I don't watch wrestling. That's not true. I do watch live wrestling because it's fun.
Good time. For the kids. You do it for the kids. So speaking, you know what? WWE is okay right now. It's not amazing, but you know what? I watched Bad Blood last night. Had a good time.
We got to move on, man. I wonder.
This is what we're doing. WWE 2K24 is now on PlayStation Plus.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah, I downloaded it. I haven't played it on my portal yet, but I'm gonna check that.
Those
out.
Games are always
a wrestling game forever.
So. They're always hilariously broken. So I'm down to play for the
yeah. This is the one, like, it's still broken, but apparently it's at a decent place finally. It only took them like 8 years, but hey, for quote free, I'll play it. Atlas Fallen is what we are here to talk about. Cody Rhodes is not in Atlas Fallen. Maybe that would have made it a better game. No one knows. He is in Call of Duty, though. We could talk about Call of Duty if you want.
we're going to have to eventually.
That soon, couple weeks. Atlas Fallen, Reign of Sand. But before that, 574-651-9256. Did you know that's where you can write in about your favorite wrestler? Maybe it's Goldberg. Goldberg was on last night. So
why? That's cool. Why are these people still around? They're 55 years old, if not older. Like,
he was actually really upset because he didn't get his retirement match that Vince McMahon promised him. So the rumor is that he's going to get that retirement match. He should have retired a long time ago.
I don't think we care anymore, Goldberg, but that's fine. You get your retirement match.
Speaking as a Goldberg fan, yeah, I don't care anymore. So the thing about Goldberg is you know why Goldberg was cool?
Because he speared people. He didn't lose.
And he won, exactly. So you know what's not cool? When Goldberg loses.
There's no point.
Any idea how many times Goldberg has lost in his WWE career since, quote, being back? He has two title reigns somehow, but then he has like seven losses. Like, what are we doing? Atlas Fallen, Reign of Sand. Here are the details for this game. In a solo or two-player co-op experience, Reign of Sand, the ultimate version of Atlas Fallen. Ride the sands of a timeless universe and defeat legendary monsters in spectacular battles using devastating powers. Reign of Sand, the ultimate version of Atlas Fallen. An expanded world, new enemies and challenges, revamped progression, new quests, reworked voice acting, additional difficulty mode, and new Game Plus modes. The world of Atlas Fallen is enriched by this major, entirely free update. This is available on Xbox Series Series X and S. Also available on PC. Did you play an Xbox or PC?
Both.
Okay, so we're, does this have crossplay? Were we playing?
I was playing on PC with you, but
maybe this doesn't have crossplay.
I did boot it up on the Xbox at one point.
Interesting. I can't comment on that. It does have co-op, obviously. This is developed by Deck 13, makers of one of your games that you like. What the heck is the name of that game? It's the Souls-like one that you like. I can't remember.
I don't know what you're talking about. Right. Oh, wait, The Surge?
The Surge, yes. The Surge.
Oh, they made Surge?
Too. I'm fairly certain. I'm going to real-time fact-checking Deck.
I'm going to go back on the record and say if you're a Souls fan, fans of Souls-likes, Surge 2, that's good business.
Atlas Fallen, The Surge, and The Surge 2. Yep, nailed it. So this is their game that they did after that. We've got a how long to beat of 10 hours, 17 hours for main and extras, completions 27 hours, and all styles 16. Atlas Fallen, Reign of Sand. Let's talk about it.
Where do you begin with this game? There's a lot going on with this one.
This was this just like a random poll for us? I don't remember.
It sure was.
Who,
yeah.
Okay. I can't remember who prompted who on this one. I think you asked me, actually. And you're like, hey, we're going to check this thing out. And I was like, I guess. I don't know.
Well, because you already had it downloaded, I think. So, like, we both had an intent to play it at some point anyway.
Got it. Okay.
And then it was also co-op. So we're like, we might as well, we have to do it now.
Right. And so I think part of this is like, I got a new NVMe drive on my computer. So I was like, I'm just going to download everything. And so I've downloaded many things off of Game Pass that I've never even booted up. And this must have been one of them. So.
Yeah,
very often we get like a full co-op game though. So
exactly, and I gotta say I'm glad we did boot this one up. So it's one of those games where it seems like a smaller kind of budget type of thing, and it definitely is a more of a budget title, I guess. It's not AAA game. It's not produced by EA or something. But looking at the cover art and kind of the quick gameplay previews, you're thinking you're in for a fairly small title. This game is a lot bigger than you think it is, and I think
it's kind of weird in that way, because I think we're about to reach, and this is kind of like a bigger, I think we've touched on this before, but I look at something like Space Marine 2, and then you look at what happened with Concord recently, and it's like we're about to hit that wall again, right, where like gaming design is going to change a little bit. And this game, along with like Space Marine 2, kind of shows that like, hey, like you don't have, like you can have, quote, big budget games that don't cost $200 million.
Right.
And you can make a game that isn't God of War Ragnarok and still be successful. You know?
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be this big overblown thing. Now, from what I understand, we are playing the updated version. That is what do they call it in the thing? The new version of it, and the Ultimate Edition, yeah. The Reign of Sand Edition. So a lot has changed in terms of progression, from what I understand, as well as kind of like the way that the systems work. And I guess it used to be a lot slower and a lot more grindy kind of thing. So we are speaking on the updated version only. I think that's important, because I think some of my criticisms are going to be about progression and things like that, oddly enough. So, but it's a third-person action game. It kind of starts out, it is open world-ish. You start
out as the Avatar, one of the blue people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the sparkly, with that little hair thing and everything.
I think you had a tail, too. Am I making that up? I could be making that up.
I think your hair was just like the little braid.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Really,
yeah.
Long. Yeah. So.
I mean, story-wise, I got to say, it's pretty basic. You know, it's your run-of-the-mill sci-fi mystery story of, well, the world,
the chosen one.
Yeah, exactly. The world's going to crap. There's a oppressed people. There may be a chosen one, or a chosen one with equipment that is the key to solve all the mysteries. And it's just one of those. And the way it started off, it was super. It was just, for me, pretty cheesy, pretty meh, been here, done that. So I gotta say, when I first booted it up, I wasn't thinking I was going to be in for a ride here.
Yeah, it cheesy. Is it cheesy? I guess. I'll say I don't really care about the story. Like that doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. Like, as someone who just finished Space Marine 2, like, it's a dumb story. I don't really care about it, yet I still paid attention. This one, I don't even want to pay attention. Like, that, again, doesn't really take anything away from it, but I guess it doesn't add to it either. But it has nothing to say, I guess. That's the best way I could put it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, I can't tell you the name of any character or...
No. Yeah.
Or, like, I mean, you have your ghost from Destiny that follows you around, that does all of the ghosty things you expect it to do. But you're right. You're really coming here and staying for the gameplay and the near infinite amount of combos and pickups you can do.
Yeah, it's kind of like... I feel like Deck 13. I feel like they played a lot of Horizon and then they watched Dune and they were like, what if we made a Horizon game, but with like Dune? And then somebody else came along and said, like, look, you can't just make a Dune game. I'm like, well, I don't know. What do we do? I don't know. Put a gauntlet on the guy. And then
that's when gauntlets.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, and, You like skills, right? Like, just put skills in there. Like, it's a weird, like, it's very much inspired by Horizon. Like, the enemies are very large. They've got body parts. They've got, you know, things that you target to kind of take them down. But it's a third person action game, and it is very floaty. It is very, you know, it's combo heavy, but it's not Devil May Cry. Like, it's not. There's no. I don't say there's no skill involved because that's not fair. But it's not about, you know, there's no skill ranking. There's no meter that's like smoking and stuff like that, but it's very floaty and it's action. It's not, there's no combat, like, in terms of I guess that's not true, because like you get like you Green Lantern your way through stuff and like make axes and stuff, but
right,
it's,
like,
it's a weird game.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's definitely, buddy, get off the keyboard, buddy, down this way. Hold on, buddy's on the podcast. Get down, bubba. All right, well, where were we? Yes, it's a very weird game. It's one of those games where you really kind of have to pick it up to get the full brunt of it. I mean, I got real Kingdoms of Amalur vibe, like a real kind of Darksiders vibe. You know, is that kind of combat where, like you said, it's not super deep, but there are enough mechanics within a combat that really keep it fresh, and with the amount of pickups and abilities you can kind of master and combine, it really creates for an RPG or an RPG type adventure where nobody's character is going to be the same. Like I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people playing this game who can put the time in and work in and be like, well, if I put this on this, well, I could break the game. Like I could see someone busting this game wide open and creating these godlike builds because of how many different abilities and pickups you can get.
It's for me, like that skill tree and that screen that you pick up to where like you can have, God, I don't even know what you want to call it. Like they call them, like, I think they were essence stones. And then you've got three tiers of those. And then you can also put like abilities on each tier. So then as you're playing, you sort of get like a meter. I guess I lied and said there was no meters, but it's like a power meter, basically.
Your momentum.
And then if you get to, yeah, there you go, momentum. And then so once you get level three or level two and level three, you get different abilities. And like, bro, there are so many abilities. Like
too many.
There's too many. And it's, I don't want to say it's like a jack of all trades and master of none, like, because I don't think that's quite fair, but I kind of like found something that worked for me, and then I just kind of stuck to it. Because anytime I switched it up, it was kind of like, it wasn't less fun, but it was just like, I never had time to like master anything. So then I just kind of felt like I was not really making progress in many ways. It's a weird game. I don't know how I feel about it. But
yeah, I mean, because there's so many abilities that you need to play with and play around with and just kind of and even upgrade those, it does make it hard to experiment often enough. And I think that's where the progression system probably got a big tweak, because if you had to really grind to get these to upgrade your abilities, I can see this being a huge deal breaker. But the idea of the gameplay itself is kind of be pretty overly simplified combat wise. Plugging and just dropping in and plugging and playing these abilities, they make it really easy so that you don't need to think about it too much. You get a new one, plug it in, and see if you like it or not. But at the same time, it's if you find something that works, you're probably going to stick with what works.
Yeah, and that's a blessing and a curse, right? Because it's a blessing because it works and you feel comfortable with it and you kind of learn the game and you learn how it works for you. But then you sort of hit that wall. Like, if you're not switching things up, it can get pretty repetitive. So, and like, there is loot, kind of, if I remember correctly. Like, but it's not Diablo, you know, like, it's not a straight, you know, press button to make number go up kind of thing. But it also, I was not finding the grind of it to be enjoyable in many ways. That's the best way I can say it. I wasn't able to latch on to anything, whether it was like the open world has all these different challenges. They had those different like you'd raise the point up and it's like, hey, get to this other point. And it's like, okay, cool. So you go to that point and the game is really floaty and you get like a triple dash, and then so you can dash three times in the air. And like the traversal is kind of fun. Like, you skate on the sand, but then I'm like, okay, I don't want to do this 500 times. Like, I really don't want to do this 500 times. So let's go play the main story. And the main story is like, hey, what if you just dashed over here, but there wasn't a point? And I was like, well, I mean, I guess. Like, I get a cutscene. I guess that's my reward. Like, I just, yeah, there was not, I couldn't really latch onto one system that really spoke to me, I guess.
Yeah, and I think it's the biggest problem with the game. There's no real anything to really latch on. There's no really strong character there that you can latch on to. There's no real strong, extremely strong story to latch on to. And again, that's not to say it's bad, you know, like, I don't think any of it's bad. I don't think they do anything terribly bad. It's just one of those games where it does so many things just well enough that it becomes too many things to almost keep track of, especially when you're fighting co-op. Cause I play some of this, solo. And fighting...
How dare you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it was just too good. So, fighting solos is almost easier sometimes, because it's easier to plan the boss attacks and dodge and weave and do status effects and whatnot. When you're fighting with two people at the same time online, it becomes a little chaotic, a little flashy, a little messy. And it wasn't too many times where I was really kind of losing myself, like, in a fight, you know?
Yeah, there's a couple times I went down, I remember fighting, and it was usually because, like, the enemies will have, like, an AoE attack that you're just not used to, or if I remember, like, I think we wandered into some place we weren't supposed to be at one time. And so it had like the typical like, oh, this doesn't have a level. This just has a skull. And it's like, okay, right. Probably not good. But for me, I think the combat kind of, what's what I want to say here? It's not bad, but it's not frenetic enough that I fight this giant thing and then I got to fight the next giant thing. I almost need something in between, or I need the combat to be faster, because then it feels very button mashy, even though the scale of it's kind of fun of like, yo, this thing's big. I'm going to go attack its tail and I'm going to attack its head and all that. Like, that's a really cool thing. But for me, I feel like I just need those to, you can grind for a while. Like, sometimes those fights are like literally 4 to 5 minutes, which doesn't sound crazy long, but to be beating on the same thing over and over. And then you go to the next area and it's the same giant enemy. Like, it's like, oh, okay, I got to do this again now. Like, that's for me where I just kind of like, man, I don't know if I want to play this anymore. Like, but the problem is I I was still having a good time, if that makes sense. But that might have just been the co-op thing of just like, because everything's more fun with friends.
Oh, absolutely. But, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, and again, not to take too much away from the game, but that's absolutely the case. The co-op makes it that much more fun because without it sliding through the desert, it's still sliding through a desert. Like it's not a lot of stuff in the desert. So these maps are big, they're huge, but there's just not a lot of stuff in between. And sure, there are.
Well, and the stuff you're finding, the stuff you're finding is more skills, which we already had the skill talk of, like, okay, like I don't need another skill. Like I haven't used the one that you just gave me. Like
honestly, I just have not installed this yet. Like, give me some time. And finding the anvils was kind of a chore too, because the anvils are basically a fast track mechanism. And there, as you slide around, your ghost gauntlet will tell you there's an anvil nearby. You still got to find it, you know. Right. And even that's kind of annoying. Like, there's just so many systems that you've seen in so many other games that kind of connect here, but not fully. Not like, again, like there's just no one thing it just completely utterly excels at.
So my question to you is, you were, as somebody who really liked The Surge, I did not really care for either one of those. Is open world the problem here?
I don't think so at all. I think the Surge. So what I see here is, because we play both The Surge and The Surge 2.
Correct.
The Surge 1, I did not like too much at all. And it was very much like The Surge 2. The Surge 2 took the lessons of Surge 1 and I think improved on it greatly and neatly. The Surge 1 was basically really trying to be a Souls game, a Souls-like, and Surge 2 got its own identity. I feel like the biggest issue here isn't even an issue per se. I think these are a talented group of devs who wanted to do a lot of things, and they were able to do a lot of things. I think going forward, if they stay with this IP, if they make another one, I think they will truly knock it out of the park. I think they seem so far like a group of people who are able to take the right lessons from a game they made previously. So to see that they're able to throw all these things in a game, but nothing really excels. I think if they come back to this, which I hope they do, because there's some really good bones here. I think they'll look at all the lessons and just be like, we'll go take this out, excel here, simplify, and really kind of knock it out of the park again.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what their next game is, because I'm kind of looking at their history here. They made the original Lords of the Fallen, but not that, like, I'm very confused by that game's lineage, because there's Lords of the Fallen and then Lord of the Fallen, maybe. Is that what I'm thinking of?
The last one sucked for me.
I don't think it was the same people, like, which is very, the Lords of the Fallen. That's what, because, you know, that's different. That was developed by Hexworks, which Hexworks did, God, is that their first game? I think it was. So I'd be interested to see what their next game is, because they did do two of the Surges, and then basically, Lords of the Fallen was a Souls ripoff, basically.
Right, exactly.
And then The Surge and The Surge 2 were their take on it. It was very much Souls games, but it was unique in that matter. And then Atlas Fallen was their latest game. So I guess I'm just curious what their next game will be. And if maybe they're going to go back to The Surge, because that seemed to do better for them.
I mean, I feel like this is, again, I feel like there's, again, good bones here. Even when I played it by myself, I played it for a solid 40 minutes so straight, just kind of beating things up and sliding around. I think the biggest issue for me at the end of the day is there's no compelling narrative to drive me from point A to point B, especially when you're just grinding through sand all day. So I think with some focus, a sequel, I hope they stick with this game, because with some focus, I think it will be like a really special project.
See, and I don't, man, I don't know if I agree. I feel like open world is actually the problem with this game. Like, genuinely, I don't, the traversal and stuff is cool. And maybe open world, maybe not open world is the problem, but the,
is it too big, too open, too empty?
It might just be the scale, but it's like, I'd be very curious, and I guess I could find out if I really wanted to. I'd be very curious to know what they changed in terms of progression, because the system of all the skills and everything, like I'm going to guess, and I could be completely wrong, that originally this game probably took a heck of a lot longer to get all the different skills, et cetera.
I bet you, yep.
And they probably sped all that up because people were saying it took too long to get X, Y, Z. And you can kind of see that here. Like, you almost move through it too quickly. But to me, it's like, I kind of wish you would just kind of tighten this up and just make like an RPG. I guess it could be open world, but like almost like you said, like a Kingdoms of Amalur or like a Fable, you know, like it doesn't need to be open world, like this big open world to finalize things. Like, just give me a tight narrative with this skill system, but just, you know, make it a little bit more linear in some ways. Like, don't just vomit all these skills out to me. Let me build on this a little bit. And then I think it'd be really good. Like, I just, like you said, to say that there's no bones here, I don't think is correct for me for saying, but it's like, I feel like you made the wrong game in the right way, if that makes sense, or the right game in the wrong way of, like, there's a lot that's good here, but I kind of feel like you need to take all these mechanics and start over in many ways. So
yeah, like repackage it almost. I think this would work very well in like a sandbox environment, like Horizon did this pretty well when it wasn't too big, and then Horizon got way big, and it's like, okay, you Ubisoft it and we're out. Like, this is
right. Give me the Tomb Raider version of this.
Exactly.
Like,
yep.
Yeah. Like, that'd be really cool. Yeah. It's so, I mean, to say all that, like, you know, I enjoyed the game, but can we recommend it? And that's truly a hard question, because I don't know. We had a decent time with it, but to say, like, if you have Game Pass, should you check this one out?
So I'm leaning towards, if you got a buddy, I think it's worth spending some hours with, because I think the right combination of people will sand slide their way through the end of this game. There's enough beat 'em up action here. There's enough skills here, like too many skills here, to where the right people will love to experiment and create their own character, in which. Again, I gotta give the game credit where credit's due there. You can really bust this game wide open if you wanted to. I just didn't have the time or the dungeon to do it. But for other people, I feel like this might be a hit for somebody else. Like, this is a good I think it's a good C+ game here.
Ah, man. So this might be an instance too where I think where you play it could influence, like, the art is, and the sort of the presentation to me was pretty decent. It ran moderately well on my PC, like, but I can't comment on the console versions, but I'm gonna guess those are probably okay. But I mean, if you have it on PC, like, it's a pretty decent thing to kind of, you know, load up and have a good time with in terms of like just looking at it and exploring it. But man, I don't know. My gut is telling me no. Like, my gut is saying, like, it's close, but it's not quite there.
I'm okay with that, because I'm not married to it. Yes, I'm just saying, yeah. I think I enjoyed it more than you, and I think I think there's more potential there long term for people who want to kind of dig their feet into this one.
I don't think that depth is there, though. Like, I really don't. I don't. The amount of skills and the amount of, like, see, but I'm thinking about this from a, like, a Devil May Cry aspect of this game kind of wants to be an action platformer on that level, but it isn't, you know, the depth is just not there, because there is, the repetitiveness of it, of the enemies and stuff like that, makes it so it's just a little difficult to sort of get to that level like you're talking about. I could be wrong though, I guess, but yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say pass on it. I'm not mad that I played it. This isn't an instance where I'm like, no, stay away from this one, but it's just like, I don't know. Like, it's fine. But I would not be mad if I never played it. You know, like, I'm not mad that I played it, but I'm also, if someone's like, Atlas Fallen, but yeah, that's a game. Like, it.
No,
it,
you're right. Yeah. I'm there as well. It. Yep.
Yeah. It will run, which is more than you can say for some games these days.
A lot of games on Steam, especially.
Right. It's like it will. There is a game there. You can complete it. There are credits that you can get to.
We did not get there, but maybe yeah. You will. Who knows?
Maybe you will. But yeah. But that's. Yeah, it's a very soft pass on it. Don't play it, but I don't know, you might have a good time with it. So, but I think that's going to do it for Atlas Fallen. What is it called? Sand Rain of Sand.
I don't know. I can't remember it because of the president movies.
It's Rain of Sand. That's such a straight.
That's
come
not
on,
a,
guys.
That can't be true. You just made
Atlas
that up.
Fallen Rain of Sand. Like, what does that even mean? What is the sand isn't raining anything?
We didn't get
no rain of sand.
We didn't play long enough. Maybe there's a mission where it starts to rain sand.
We got pretty far. I don't
know. Okay, but does it rain sand at the end? We don't know.
No, but it's the rain of sand, like REIGN.
Oh, so maybe King Sand comes at the end. Who knows? Again, like, guys, you guys play it, let us know.
There's a rain of I don't. Has there ever been like raining sand before? That seems like a thing that'd be in a video game, right? What was that? What was that game with the all the sand? The third person shooter you like?
Uncharted 2?
No. The sand guy. What
one I like?
Yeah, you. It's
that
got the,
you did
the,
it.
It's got the twist ending as a 360 game
that I liked.
Yeah, it's the Walt Williams wrote it.
Oh, Spec Ops.
Spec Ops, yeah. maybe it's tied into that sand. That game had a lot of sand, too.
Man, it did, but not enough to say that sand game. That's
There's a lot of sand in that game, okay? So The Rock, okay? So he also carries around this title belt, and I'm not a fan of title belts that have no meaning. Okay.
Okay.
We need to.
I'm going to disagree off the one. The Million Dollar Man had a good one, but that's the only one I'll allow.
But that one made sense. He just carries it around, and it's got a bull on it, and it's because he can, I guess. But like,
can we just agree we don't like The Rock anymore? Like
I think we're there. Like, yeah, I right. think we're there, right? Like, it used to be a time when he came back to fight Cena, that was pretty exciting, actually. Like, the way they went about it, whatever. But it was like, yeah, that's cool. But like, now when The Rock shows up, I'm like, yeah, I don't know that I care anymore. Like
even in movies, I see him now. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
better I think, without you.
I think his reign's over. His reign of sand is over.
The reign of Scorpion King Sand is over, guys.
Yeah, it's
heard it here
I think
first.
That's where I'm at with it. So I just because it used to be like I saw that stupid skyscraper movie because The Rock was in it. Like I'll admit it, I saw that movie in theaters because The Rock. But now it's like if a movie has The Rock in it, I'm like, eh, I'm fine.
I saw Black Adam because I thought he might be a good Black Adam. Like
I own it.
The movie was going to be bad. But I thought he might be good as Black Adam and. No,
I still haven't watched. I watched a post credit scene as a Cavill fanboy, but
he was in it.
That's Black Adam. Go buy it. It's
wait, fantastic. So we're recommending Black Adam, but not Rain of Sand, Olympus Has Fallen, and Atlas. Okay, cool.
Yes. All right, that's going to be the episode of Game Pass or Pass. In terms of the future, you'll find out when we do. That's
fair enough.
I'm going with. So there's some games out. We might play them. Aria History Untold came out. Frostpunk 2. I've been hearing some good things. I just don't. Frostpunk isn't. I don't think I'd be very good at that game.
I might play through those Trials of Mana games that we won't record because you're not going to touch any of them.
I will play the one, but not the other.
Which one? Which one?
The
Legend of the Trials.
I think it's. I think it's Legend of, is the one I would play. What's the Super Nintendo remake?
Why one not the other? I'm confused.
Because one is more like 3D. Like, I want the Sea of Stars version.
I want the
Chrono Trigger version. I don't want the full 3D. Okay.
You want the Legends one.
Exactly. Yes. I just for some odd reason those styles of games, you know, I'm a Final Fantasy 6 over 7 kind of person.
They slap. They go hard.
They do. And so it's very hard to get me into a 3D version of those. I just think most of them are like something about grinding on 2D sprites versus 3D models. There's something that sounded bad. Grinding in those games. Something about it. I can handle it more in 2D versus 3D.
Someone's been playing a lot of Stellar Blade.
I've heard of it. I have not.
Yeah, sure you have.
I would mess with some Legend of Mana. That looks pretty good, actually. I think I actually downloaded that one. So I like or we could just play Sea of Stars again. They just had a co-op mod. Update. So you can have three people now.
Doing what? Pressing A together?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, guys.
It's fun.
Legend of Mana actually has co-op in it. So
does it really?
Yeah. It's always that co-op.
Interesting. That's like, did you know Final Fantasy IX kind of has co-op? Did you ever see that thing?
What? Tell me more.
So Final Fantasy IX, it was it the first one? I don't know if it was the first one, but it had four people. You're playing with four people.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay.
So then, there was like a weird menu there to where you could give control to up to three people, three characters. You could give the second player control to up to three characters. They couldn't ever be the person running around, but during battle you could give them the control for it. I actually played through Final Fantasy IX with a friend that way. I might be the only person that's ever done it, but that was kind of cool actually.
You might be, because I don't see even how that works in general, but
it's just during fights, player two can control, like,
can press A.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Or up and down. Yeah. So it was kind of a cool way to play those games together. So they should do that more. So Sea of Stars, again, look at you go. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game.
Good day, sirs.